Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates, week 5 preview and picks. Rob, our co-host, is here. I'm Smelty, by the way. I never introduce myself, but Rob's
Hi, Smelty.
Our co-host.
We're here. We're back quarter way through the season, so it's going quickly. So
for sure.
I think teams are starting to find their identity, and we kind of can see what teams are made of. So it's getting fun.
It's getting fun. To my left here, Jake, our Ravens fan,
Thanks for having me for another episode. Heck yeah, let's do this.
Getting amped for his picks here.
That's right.
Kev, damn, we should have added Kev to our picks. What are we doing?
Oh, man.
Kevin went 5-0.
Yeah, Kev goes 5-0 every week.
Yeah, naturally. Wow, for some reason I can't get into my Google Drive. Oh, no, now I am. Okay, here we go.
He's back.
I was just trying to get our predictions up because I updated everything.
Oh, where are we at?
Before we do this week's pick. So, real quick... So Ben, you remember Ben?
Yep.
Our Packer fan from one of the two Packer fans around last year. Ben wanted to get in on the pick action.
That'll boy,
even
Ben.
Though he wasn't on the show yet.
Appreciate
I said
it.
No problem. He went 1-4 in his
Ouch.
First week.
Well, yep. you gotta live dangerously to catch up.
Hey yep. man. Yep. Yeah, you gotta yep. take risks out here.
Yep. Risk.
Jake in his first week, 2-3.
Yeah, not bad for a rookie.
Two and three.
Oh, that's right.
Dom threw his first. Let's see. Dom's got 3 weeks of picks in right now. Ooh. Dom's sitting at 7-8.
See, that's consistently 500.
What do you think you're at right now? If you had to take a shot.
Oh, I guess I'm probably 9-7.
10-10.
10-10.
10-10. There you go. Better than you thought.
Where are you at?
Your boy's leading for once. It's not going to last all year.
No, it's not. But
screenshot that.
I'm sitting at. I should. I'm sitting at 12.
We should probably actually look at who he picked.
Yeah, but you guys should probably count the numbers. Yeah. Matt got me last year. I was counting one. And he was like, "Nah, you didn't win that game." I was like, "Oh shit!"
Hey, shout out Matt.
Yeah, hey Matt.
Go through all the episodes.
You got to count these, buddy.
We need some mathin'.
We need some mathin' from Matt. Matt, you got to get on the show, buddy. What the heck? Anyway. Yeah. All right, let's move on. All right, let's get ready here.
First picks.
Game. Chiefs, well, this isn't really the first game of the week, but that's okay. I've already said it. So Chiefs traveling to Jacksonville for Monday Night Football.
That's a good one. Good matchup over the NFL getting it going. It's not a bad matchup. It's really interesting there. The Chiefs coming off a hot game. Jaguars winning a game that... I picked against all the way across.
Chiefs 2.5 favorites, by the way, is what I'm seeing.
I got 3.5, but either way.
Oh, no, I see 3.5. I'm looking at something else.
But, you know, Trevor's playing a solid game. ETN's nice. Brian Thomas Jr., decent numbers. I mean, but they're just moving the ball effectively, not turning the ball over. Defense is kind of getting after it. Hunter's playing good. But
Chiefs had a great week.
Chiefs did have a great
week. Coming off a hot week.
And that's why I'm actually going with the Chiefs one, because I think they're back. They got the vibe
Chiefs
going now. So,
Chiefs fan,
Worthy coming back with the dynamics of him being able to run adds a whole other element. Kelce is just Kelce in the middle. He's just going to continue to do his 5 for 50 mm-hmm. all day long. Running game still bothers me a little bit.
Doesn't really exist.
But I still like the Chiefs defense enough. They stopped the rush pretty well, and then Spagnuolo is very creative on getting some pressures and making Trevor look a little foolish,
The Chiefs defense flowed really well against the Ravens.
They did.
Yep. And filled really fast, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. That defense did look kind of scary against the Ravens, personally.
Yep. But
Jake, who you got?
I like all of your points, Rob.
Thank you.
Solid. Notes that I had coming out of the Chiefs-Ravens game that are worth bringing up here.
Patrick, I love he comes with notes. I know.
Prepared.
Awesome. So I liked seeing that Patrick Mahomes did not lead the team in rushing yards last week.
Bonus.
However, it still wasn't a running back. It was Xavier Worthy. You want your running back to lead your team in rushing yards.
Was it? He had 43, 46?
38.
Okay. And then
but I'll take Worthy over Mahomes.
And then, yeah, exactly. So you're going to take your wins where you can there. They still need to work on that running game. But Worthy is so dynamic. And the Jags haven't played against an elite quarterback.
True. And 49ers, well, they played the Texans, but I would consider C.J. Stroud's below the elite level. You're fine with that, yeah. I think.
So that I'm picking Chiefs because it's Patrick Mahomes. I think they've got it figured out now with Worthy back. And then look out once Rice comes back, too.
Yep.
They're going to be scary. And Spags is always good at scheming. So I've a lot of faith in that defense to shut down the Jags, too. So, Chiefs.
To shut down Trevor Lawrence and ETN? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, I know which way this is going.
I kid you not. Smelty, what are you thinking?
The Jaguars. Just to be different. And just because they both are coming off a win, it's just going to be a clash in Jacksonville. It's going to be fine. Trevor Lawrence didn't throw any picks last week. Finally, you know what I mean? So, like, here we go. Take care of the ball. Take care of the ball and see what happens. Never know. Don't turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the game at the end of the game.
Yeah, only four picks player. This make, year make so far. Play. Yeah, he's.
Let's just see what happens. I think the Jags could do it this week. I think the Jags could do it this week. It's really going to depend on that defense. If the Jaguars defense can really keep up with
leading the league in takeaways right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that going for you and your prick.
For sure. So Jaguars. Dom and Ben both went Chiefs. So, yeah.
Yeah, smart picks.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. I'm taking risks, you know what I mean? Here's an interesting game here for you, Rob. Curious to see where you're going to go on this one. Bucks, Seahawks, both 3-1. Right now I'm seeing
3.5
for the Seahawks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jake? Yeah, this is a difficult. If you would ask, Jake, go ahead.
I went to you first, but I did throw it to you, so now I'm confusing it. So we're just going to go to Jake.
Go to Jake.
Oh, yeah. Hot potato.
Yeah, I can keep my thought going.
Out of all five games, this is the most difficult one for me to pick. Really torn about a lot of stuff. I think it depends on whether or not JSN brings more dollars for the swear jar. I don't know if you caught it. You got caught swearing on the live mic.
I heard it.
On the Thursday night game, and the refs stared
him
down.
The stare down by the ref was crazy. The comments were awesome on that, by the way. It was all moms like, oh, it's like, I wonder how many teens he raised, is what they said.
Yeah. But the second half performance of the Bucs defense and offense, for that matter, against the Eagles this last week, I think is going to give them the edge over Seattle. Seattle's not as good at home as they used to be. So I think they've lost that edge and that home field advantage a little bit.
Ooh, you calling out the 12th man.
I am calling out the 12th. Oh, you step up your game.
12th man is not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
That's the title.
All the Seattle fans I've met that are like from Seattle are nuts, man. Yeah.
And
really
Baker Mayfield's a scrapper. Like, he's a quarterback version of Dan Campbell. He's biting kneecaps and
taking names.
Yeah,
I like it.
Whatever. So I love the Bucks as my pick here over Seattle.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm also going Bucks, but I'm mainly just going Bucks because for sure. No, I'm not a Bucks fan. Not a Bucks fan. But I mean, they're gonna win they're gonna win their division, and I don't think the Seahawks will win their division. I mean, it's gonna be a battle. For the NFC West, so that's what it is for me. I mean, it's a divisional playoff team against potential wild card team. You know what I mean? And I think the Bucks will just be too much for them. I think the Bucks can make a deep run, actually. So not a Bucks fan. Reiterating, but
okay. So you're going straight across Bucks. I find this really interesting. If I would have looked at this game back in preseason, I would have took the Bucks. I think the loss of Irvin and Evans really changed the dynamic of that Bucs offense. You did see them struggle against the Eagles last week. Seattle secondary, probably considered top five in my book. And then you mentioned Seattle hasn't been good as a home lately, but they didn't have Sam Darnold there. And he is on fire right now. Fun fact, throwback uniform game. So we got creamsicles against the old royal blue.
Ooh, okay.
Which is the, I actually like the creamsicles. I almost want to pick the Bucks on this scenario just because of the jerseys, but I'm going Seattle across the board here.
I was
going
to say, let me see if this helps you. Dom and Ben both pick Seattle.
Oh, yeah. See?
So the thought's out there.
There's there.
It's the thought's out there.
Yeah, and I think that I'm not with the 12th man is completely gone. I think that place is going to be rocking.
But I'm also
I think it'll be
that.
A competitive game, but I think Seattle's will pull it out.
All right, Seattle pulls it out. All right. Kev, if you just had a shot in the dark, who is it? He said Bucks.
He's Kev going says the Bucks. Cream
so that's what it's going to be, guys. That's what it is.
And if he was wrong, we're going to edit it to Seahawks.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
It'll sound very AI generated.
All right. Let's see. Texans playing in Baltimore.
No.
Both teams, surprisingly, 1-3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to start with Jake here. I know I just started with you last time, but you know what? Screw that. You're last. Let's see. We'll start with Dom and Ben. How about that? Dom,
yeah,
going with Dom going with the Texans. Okay. Let me just put that in here before I forget.
You want me to fire off here while you're typing it up?
Nope, because Ben's going with...
You think they're changing my decision?
Where is it? They might.
Where it is.
I doubt it.
No.
Is this the right picks? Did I tell him? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. All right. So Ben's going with the Ravens. Okay. Yeah, go for it, Rob.
Ooh, Ben's going Ravens.
That's bold.
That is interesting. So, yeah, Baltimore home game, but I think the Texans are going to come out this one. Lamar's not playing is going to be a huge factor. That Texan defense, especially that pass rush with Will Anderson and Hunter on the other side, they're just going to get after it and make it a really long day for Cooper. They're good enough to stop the rush, I believe. And with all the secondary issues, I mean, Nico Collins might have a little day. We'll see on that aspect. But I think it'll be, 7-10-point game. And it's going to be a complete blowout. But I think the Texans are going to edge out on this one.
Where are they sitting right now? Only 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's the home field thing, too.
So.
But
Woody Marks has been a really interesting running back because that's what the Texans have been kind of lacking is a little bit of rushing game with Mixon still out and Chubb, So it's been a nice little attitude, and that really helps out CJ. Play action, I think that's where he's best at when he gets that time. But just straight drop, no rushing, effectively really hurts them. Deep thoughts.
And that's where I think the Ravens defense will get back on track this week. The Ravens defense will win this game. Cooper Rush will do just enough.
From the injury
report. Just enough. But I think it's the Ravens defense that kind of can get back on track this week.
Did you look at the Ravens injury report?
Yeah. It's okay. Here we go.
Watch him on the sidelines.
Here we go.
Yeah, you see him on the sidelines.
Jake's going Texans. I already know.
I am. Yes, we're going to get it out of the way. I'm picking the Texans. I'm not stuttering. Okay.
So we need
over
a new Ravens.
Ravens
fan.
No.
Yep, new
no,
one.
That's just an kidding. Honest no, opinion.
It's good.
It's not a hot take. The defense is just riddled with injuries. Their best defensive lineman out for the season. No Kyle Van Noy, no Roquan Smith, Marlon Humphreys.
Roquan's out too.
Yep.
Uh-oh. We might get our first official on-air pick change.
I typed it in already. I already picked it in. Roquan's my boy, though. I didn't think he was out.
Yeah. Dang it. I mean, if he plays, he's going to be playing hurt. So
yeah.
That's tough. And then on the offensive side, obviously, no Lamar. And then Ronnie Stanley, too. So that offensive line that's not been doing good at blocking is getting worse by losing your starting left tackle. The offensive game plan is going to have to go through Derrick Henry, and everybody knows that.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't no knock on Derrick Henry, but I think we're not going to see another Jamal Lewis 2,000-yard, hey, our offense is only as good as our running back kind of season like we had way back when with that. So it's just brutal. I don't like it, but Texans.
Texans, all right.
Let me ask this. So if in an opportunity, because they're going to be a little, maybe under center a little bit more, maybe a little different style with Cooper Rush. Obviously, they're not going to run the RPO game that Lamar runs there. But could you see like how Zay Flowers getting on the backside? Who else could really, you know, especially if they're bringing, you know, putting eight in the box the whole game? I don't feel like Bateman has the outside speed to really take, especially with Lannister, their other corner.
So Likely's back. You'll probably see a lot more two tight ends. So maybe you'll see Andrews or Likely flare out on some play actions. But as far as like man beaters and stuff like that, it's going to be Zay, but it's like over the middle.
Okay. Nothing over the top.
No.
Just trying to see if you want to switch your mind here.
I'm locked in.
I'm going purple.
If you're going trying to convince going over the top, it would probably be D Hop, but I don't think he's got the Stingley out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. All right, we got to move on. Our next game, our Sunday night football game, the New England Patriots traveling to the Buffalo Bills. I believe both
circle the wagons.
Both Ben and Dom both have taken the Bills in this situation. I will follow along and also take the Bills. I mean, I'd like to see the Patriots, you know, keep taking that step forward. Mm-hmm. I just don't think this team in Buffalo is
seven and a half.
This is just not the game to do it. But it's Sunday Night Football. There's gonna be a lot of people watching. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Buffalo comes out 5-0, though. I mean, real curious to see if James Cook can keep up what he's doing. He's had a hell of a season so far running the ball, to be honest with you. I think he's leading the league in rushing touchdowns right now, too.
Sounds legit.
And then I would really like to see what Drake May does against the Bills defense. Just curious. Bills defense with Bills Mafia behind the defense. We'll see what happens. But I'm going Bills.
Going Bills, huh?
Bills. I think that's probably the easiest one of the week for me. Unfortunately.
I mean, 7.5.
As much as I don't want it to be.
I mean, it's interesting, you know, with like an old school Bill Belichick style defenses, which they still run there at, you know, Vrabel there. I think especially a 7.5, this is a game where I feel like the Patriots are slowly improving. Can they compete in this game?
Right, slowly, just not quite fast enough.
For sure. With the 7.5, I think the Patriots will cover, but I don't think they'll win. I still think the Buffalo has too much. Josh Allen's playing MVP level.
I would take him to cover.
Well, thank you for that.
Just, you know, agree.
Let's get our bets in then.
Yeah, nope.
But yeah, Drake May is, you know.
It's easier to do with no money.
Yeah, true. Just bet the farm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going Bills. I think they have too much firepower. That defense will, you know,
Bills
get after it. Bills do struggle against the rush a little bit, so that'll be interesting on a rush-heavy defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I think the Patriots really can stay in the game, is effectively running the ball against the Bills defense. But if they get down big where they have to put it on Drake's shoulders, that's where it can get out of control.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Jake?
Well, if the Giants can beat the Chargers, the Patriots can beat the Bills.
Hey, that's a great point. I'm glad we're not talking about the Chargers this week.
That said, Buffalo stays undefeated.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think anything more to add to that. Buffalo's
bringing up the Giants beating the Chargers, would you have picked the Giants to beat the Chargers last week?
No, absolutely not. No.
Right on. So,
if
the Patriots win, it's going to be another like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel... All right, let's just get into it. Last game, obviously the only one we give a crap about, including Jake. Vikings at the Browns, technically, but not really, because it's in London. Dylan Gabriel getting his first start for the Cleveland Browns. Is that going to be enough for the Browns, Rob?
Well, it's kind of better. Their offense has been so stagnant, legitly.
Going to wake them up a little bit?
Well, I can't hurt at this point, you know. It's going to be really interesting to see how Gabriel Hans B flows looks. It's going to be super confusing for him. Browns do have a legit defense. I'm not going to hide from there. And Garrett Steele can definitely get off the ball. So depending where he's lining up with our left or right tackle.
Christian going to have to follow him.
That'd
be crazy if they did.
Yeah, legit. I don't think that ever happened.
I don't think so.
Traveling tackle.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, so school's probably going to get the start of the right. Did he play better on the right side than he does on the left side, maybe, just because he's not the blind side?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, that's
positive
thing.
Well, Wentz sees him coming.
Yeah.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm putting Garrett over
Oh, for sure. But you're obviously going to see a lot of Oliver and Hawkinson sitting on that side for a chip.
For sure.
So you're going to see that.
Yeah, Oliver's going to have a big game with that.
So I just think we just have enough to get it done, and I don't think the Browns' offense is going to put over 20 points. So if we get to the 17-21 point mark, good. I feel like we're going to get the dub on this one. So,
all right. Makes me feel good, too.
So, it's going to be the Browns' defense is, they can really, thing. And if we just need to get be up at halftime. That's
give Carson time.
That's
my thing. Give him some time to throw the ball.
So, I'm going Vikings too.
I'm going Vikings too. But give him some time. Yeah, Mason's got to get going. I'm not worried about our defense against our offense. But yeah, like you said, I mean, obviously we know we've been talking about it probably since preseason. Cleveland's defense is for real, and I mean they came out and pretty much put the hammer down on the Packers.
They did.
Who are playing really well.
Yeah.
So. That does have me concerned, considering our offense doesn't necessarily look
outstanding. And they were competitive last week, too, the Browns, that first 100%, half.
100%. This isn't a given, but it's a given because I'm a Vikings fan. So,
home or take, I love it.
But
Again, we're going to continue to beat the drum. Browns defense, legit. Super Bowl caliber defense, the way that they're playing.
AFC North, mind.
Yeah. We saw the Steelers beat up the Vikings, and we saw how that turned out. I'm picking the Browns.
Gross!
Again, I think the Browns can keep
Did he Viking- just swear? We'll have to beep that out.
No, he swore earlier. Sippy, look for that. Okay, good. I think Browns will be able to hold him to, 10. Like they did Green Bay.
The Vikings to 10. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right.
Sure. I think false.
That defense is legit enough. Because Justin Jefferson fell off the face of the planet in the second half last week.
True.
Where'd he go? So.
Was his best game of the season, too.
Yeah. Up until that point.
Fair.
So it's just. Yeah. And then they're going to. I think the offense is going to run through Judkins, right?
Yeah, Jenkins.
I just don't want to confuse my rookie Ohio State running backs.
Well, yeah, they're all over the league.
Yeah.
Vikings favored by 3.5. Just throwing that out there.
But I think we'll see a whole bunch of Judkins, and it's pretty much going to be a very similar game plan to what the Steelers operated.
You think Gabriel can get it done?
Yeah, he just has to do just enough. If he avoids the turnovers, he's got this.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, we got a Browns pick in there. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There it is.
Probably won't be invited back next week.
Well, I mean, he's probably not on next week anyway, but...
I know.
Now he's definitely. Now it's stone. It's in stone.
Jake is our first best guest.
Well, Jake, first best, whatever. Jake, thanks for being here this week, man.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate having you on. All the Baltimore Ravens talk, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Getting the inside scoop.
Yep.
Rob, of course, as always, I suppose.
Thank you very much. Checking out my Viking shirt, weren't you?
Yeah, no problem.
Boom.
The bottom half, I don't know what's going on there, but doesn't really match with whatever else you got going on. What do I do next? Oh, yes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you here next week when we recap, there it is, these same games. Jake or no Jake? I don't know. We'll see. See you next week.
Skull, baby.
Peace. See ya.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.